This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Coach Archie Young and two players, Paul Kawan and Bobby Pate, from the Mount Edgecombe High School boys basketball team. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Coach, let's turn to you first. Coach Young, how long have you had the coaching job there at Mount Edgecombe High School?
This is my 16th year. I'm on him.
16 years. I know you've had some considerable success over the years with some state championships, or at least a state championship.
With volleyball. I give all that to Rich Calkins, yeah.
And some regional championships with your basketball team.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you've started the practice year at what time of the year with these boys?
The first Monday after Thanksgiving every year is when we start.
All right. And you're wrapping up the season, aren't you, tonight?
Yeah, our last game is tonight against Sitka at home for senior night, and then Sunday night we'll get on the ferry and head to Ketchikan for regionals.
Right, and Ketchikan and regionals, and how's the team faring now heading into the regional tournament?
We're achieving one of our goals in that we're playing our best basketball this time of the year. We haven't had the win-loss success we've wanted, but we've been in pretty much every game we've played. Most of the games we played in, we could find a lot of reasons why we should have won those games, so I feel like we're very competitive.
Great. Hey, Coach, you know, most teams, they're different from previous years. Can you give us a little inkling into what we would see tonight that's different from some of your teams that you have with this team this year?
I don't know that you're going to see so much different besides faces. I think the concept is the same, as to try to play solid half-court defense, push the ball, be aggressive, and just mainly be the aggressor.
You have a senior and a junior in the room here with you tonight, Paul Kawan. What's his role on the team?
Paul is a senior providing leadership. He can shoot the ball. He gives us length on the floor. But the biggest thing is just that experience, having been in the program before.
Right. And Bobby Pate, the junior from Nome, Bobby?
Yeah.
What is Bobby's responsibility for the team?
Bobby goes between being a point guard and being a shooting guard. He has a good ability to get to the basket. And he has, hopefully, getting more confident shooting the ball. Been telling him to shoot the ball a little bit more. But he's one of our ball handlers.
Couple more questions, Coach. You know, you've been in 16 years. What attracts you to keep you in this program for so long and with all the success you've had?
The biggest thing I enjoy is, the kids might not believe it, is being around them in practice and seeing the progressions that they make from the start of the year to the end of the year, or from year to year. It's a lot of fun to me just to see that progression and see kids learn the value of hard work and hopefully have fun doing it.
Coach, tonight's the last game of the year. It's at Mount Edgecombe High School, correct?
Correct.
B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. It's been dubbed the Battle of the Bridge, a rivalry. Me as a fan, I love it. I mean, I've been around Sitka for many years. I love going to the Mount Edgecombe Sitka game, especially in the last, you know, since you've been coaching. It's been quite competitive, and the fans seem riled up. What do you like about it?
I think once Sitka dropped down to 3A, it definitely added to the intensity of the game. I think in the first couple of years, there were times at our gym we had close to 1,500 people in the gym. I'm a big fan of rivalry games. Yes, there can be a little bit of a fire in a game, but I like it. I think it's good for kids to learn how to be really competitive and then walk off the court being done with the game.
Great. Bobby Pate, junior from Nome. How many years you been in the program?
This is my first year at Mount Edgecombe, but I've been on the team the last 2 years in Nome.
All right. How have you enjoyed your experience here in Mount Edgecombe?
It's all been new. It's all been really fun, and meeting a lot of new people, a lot of new teammates.
Mm-hmm. And the coach described your responsibility as switching between a point guard and a shooting guard. Which one of those do you like the best?
I kind of like being the point guard better, just having the ball all the time. But, you know, I don't mind either way, just whatever the team needs.
Right. Can you shoot the three?
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about, you're new to the team. Give us your perspective on this rivalry that they have with the Sitka High in the game tonight.
I just hear a lot of stories. It definitely brings competitiveness, and yeah, this is my first year here. You know, gives you the adrenaline.
Perfect.
And, yeah.
What has it been the best thing about being with this group of guys for your junior year, your first year here at Mount Edgecombe?
It's really having fun with each other. Like Coach said, working hard, having fun with it, and just
Well, you know. Well, good luck, Bobby, at the game tonight in your regional tournaments. And got a senior in the room, Paul Kawan. Where are you from, Paul?
I'm from Port Lyons.
Tell us where Port Lyons is at in Alaska.
It's on Kodiak Island.
All right. And how many years have you been at Mount Edgecombe?
I've been at Mount Edgecombe for 4 years.
All right. And how many years on the varsity team?
This is my second year on the varsity team.
What's your responsibility for the team? You better get this right now. You got coach looking at you.
Well, I'm a co-captain with Bobby, and Sky is our captain, so I provide leadership for the younger guys on the team.
Right, and then this evening is a big game for you guys. It always kind of setting you up for the tournament. Are you excited about the game tonight?
Yes, very excited. It's right. My last home game.
Great. Is it like senior night tonight, too?
Yeah.
Right. And tell us about, you've been here for 4 years. You've been either in the stands watching the varsity game or playing and being a big part of the varsity game. Tell us your feelings about this rivalry with the Cross the Bridge team from Sitka.
Well, when you say Battle of the Bridge, it's always, I think of, you know, how we've always competed against Sitka. And when I'm playing, I always try my best to compete against Sitka High.
Great. What are your prospects for in the regional tournament? Do you have how's the confidence level for winning that tournament?
Personally, it's very high. I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I think we're ready as a team.
Right. Isn't that always the goal here is to be peaking this time of the year?
Yeah. Well, coach has one of the toughest jobs coaching-wise. I mean, he doesn't know who he's going to get at the beginning of the year, and he has to figure out what he's going to do.
It's an excellent observation. And there's a challenge there, too. You guys leave and go home over the Christmas holiday, too, right?
Yes. We go home for almost a whole month.
Okay, I always wanted to know, when you guys go home over that Christmas holiday and take the break from basketball, do you get in the gym every day?
I try to. I mean, try to get my dad to open the gym for me at home there.
Yeah, but if Coach Young isn't there barking at you, it's hard to keep in shape, isn't it?
Yeah, we did try to condition over the break a little bit, me and my brother.
Yeah, another challenge, though, that you have to do it. Tell us about, though, you're a senior, you're getting through with 4 years in Mount Edgecombe. What has it been like to be on the basketball team? What things do you like about it?
I like, you know, to compete with my friends. And, you know, it's not always on the court that I like to be around them. You know, when we're off the court, it's fun to joke around with them. And, you know, we're just really good friends.
Perfect. A lot of time is needed to be a basketball player. There's hard practices. You get really tired after working them. Are you able to keep up with your grades during the course of all this?
I have. I mean, my schedule hasn't been the most difficult, but, you know, when I'm not doing homework or anything, I make sure my brother or my teammates are doing theirs, or I try to help out with them.
Right. And you got a lot of support from the coaching staff in keeping up with your grades and the like?
Yeah, coach is always honest about school. We have it written in the locker room.
Right. How about you, Bobby? You've been able to keep up with your classes here while also being a competitor?
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with it, and so far I'm doing well.
And just real quickly, coach, before you head off to regionals, is there you have any injury problems or any concerns about those issues?
No. Right now, everybody is healthy, and we're hoping to keep it that way.
That's great. And when we have another minute here left, why don't you speak towards the academic requirements of these kids when they're competing for you?
Our school's policy is you have to maintain a 2.0. You can have one grade lower than a C, but it can't be lower than a 65 to be eligible. And we do grade checks every 3 weeks. So it only takes, not at the teacher's fault, it only takes one poor grade to keep a kid home from traveling.
Great. And the tournament's coming up. What, where do you think you stand as far as being prepared for this tournament in Ketchikan?
Well, we got 5 more days to get more prepared. But, like, I feel good about where we're at, and I feel better about where we can be a week from today.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the three of you coming in today. This has been the Mount Edgecombe High School boys basketball team with Coach Archie Young, Senior Paul Kwan from Port Lions, and Junior Bobby Pate from Known. Again, we'd like to thank you. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.